Do you recognize this? Though you might not be able to read the title, we all recognize that familiar cover of the series of books for dummies. Now, the title of this book I couldn't resist. It's Golden Retrievers for Dummies. I'm interested to see what it says. You see, back when I was beginning to first learn to use a computer, I latched on to these for dummies books. In particular, it was, I think, the first one I bought was Word Perfect for Dummies. And then there was a whole series of books that took the hard-to-understand documentation of the computer software of people, and it translated it into simple terms that the average person could understand. These self-help books have gone in every direction imaginable since then. But many of these self-help books helped some of us to learn the computer. Now, this morning I want to move beyond self-help and talk about God for dummies. The problem with self-help books or do-it-yourself guides is that in real life, everything just seems so much messier. The one that strikes home for me a great deal now are the remodel-it-yourself programs on the Home and Garden channel. This wonderfully beautiful couple redoes their bathroom in the course of a half-hour broadcast. But I'll tell you, I tried to take grout out of my bathroom one time, and the nuclear-powered mildew growing behind it ripped out the subwall as well. The good news is, though, that human beings are basically optimistic individuals. We figure that we'll eventually get it, whether it's how to ride a two-wheeler or drive a car or get a good job, pay the bills, be a good spouse, raise some kids, even be an asset to our community. The bad news is we're wrong. We need help. We can't do it on our own. You see, human beings are communal creatures. We need companionship. We need advice and input. We need help. We humans are also spiritual creatures, created a little lower than the angels and filled with longings and leanings that drive us beyond the simple subsistence of food and shelter and community. Our souls thirst for something more. Well, in today's text from Luke, Jesus answers a lawyer's how-to question. How to inherit eternal life. How to tell who is my neighbor. Well, Jesus offers as his answer the parable of the Good Samaritan. And here, in one story, Jesus demonstrates how unbounded human love can be when individuals allow loving God and loving self and loving neighbor all run together and fill the soul to overflowing. The Good Samaritan parable and the coupling of the two commandments come as close to a God for Dummies section of the New Testament as you'll find. I think during my ministry, I looked into my files, and I think I have preached on this particular parable nearly 60 times. And none of them are the same. You see, this God for Dummies allows no margin for safety. It allows no holding back in loving God. God is to be loved with all. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. Let me comment on those. With all your heart. You can't just feel for God with your emotions. But to be obedient to God, your being must tremble with a heartfelt faith. The quest for eternal life isn't just a journey laid out according to some litany of laws. It's more like a dance whose step-by-step progression is kept steady by a heartbeat that throbs in sync with God's heart. With all your soul. You can't just wishfully long for God with your immortal soul. But you know, this world of ours makes it far too easy to discount the yearnings of the Spirit. After all, I mean, we've got busy schedules. We've got stressful jobs, a house full of kids. The psalmist knew how deep the soul's craving is for the divine. He wrote this. He wrote, "As a deer longs for a flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the loving God." The cry of the soul must be loud enough to wake you from the dreary dailiness of life. With all your strength, you can't just muscle your way through life. But neither can you serve God only with your lips. Your strength are those special gifts that God has given to you alone. Your gift of strength is intended to have heavy use. Are you physically strong? Well, build homes for the homeless. Are you good at comforting others? Well, offer your life or your time as a counselor and a visitor to the troubled. Do you love to share knowledge? Become a teacher. Do you feel music through your fingers even though they're just opening envelopes? Well, perform or produce music for the world. Whatever your gift, whatever your strength, flex it and tone it and pump it up. With all your mind. You can't just avoid the real world by living in your mind. No matter how well furnished and occupied it might be. But God love must interact with every thought that you think, with every idea you entertain, every discipline you study, every judgment you make. God's interaction should be there. The intellectual life must draw its energy and its insight from God love. When heart and soul and strength and mind work together in symmetry and symphony, the whole of life is richer and deeper, fuller. To love God with every facet of your being enables you to experience God love, or I think we talked about in Vacation Bible School, God moments. The difference isn't one of quantity or degree. The difference is one of kind. It's an entirely different species of love and kind of life. One that doesn't consider any limitations, doesn't consider any exceptions. You see, Jesus gave us the parable of the Good Samaritan to show us that Shema love, that's what those great commandments are called, the Shema. That Shema love doesn't go far enough, he was saying. Only the God love of Samaritan love goes far enough. The Good Samaritan parable tells of love extended to one who is outside your tribe. One who's outside your family, your circle of comfort. Even more, the Good Samaritan shows a love for your out-and-out enemy. The enemy of your tribe and your family, your way of life. And what's even more than that? The parable of the Good Samaritan goes into extraordinary detail to recount all of the life-saving, neighbor-loving risks that we are to take. that we're to take for those who aren't even one of us. For those who don't even like us. Just by stopping to offer aid, the Samaritan puts himself at risk. The evidence testifying to the risk of violent robbers is laying on the road bleeding before him. But the Good Samaritan cares for the wounded man. By using up some of his own traveling provisions, he takes the injured traveler to the nearest inn. Even though inns themselves could be quite dangerous places. He not only entrusts the unknown innkeeper with money to care for the hurt man, but tells the innkeeper, run a tab. Puts himself at considerable monetary risk. All this for a man he can see is Jewish. His bitter enemy. Such is God love. What must we do to inherit eternal life? Not a hard question. The lawyer already knows the answer. You already know the answer. Love God, love your neighbor. But to live the answer, that's another question. And Jesus answers that question with the Good Samaritan parable. A God for Dummies guide for all who know the right answer, but need to be taken slowly through what it means, step by step, to live that answer. You want eternal life? Remember this. Eternal life isn't just an eternity. Jesus calls his disciples to live eternal life every day. And you can experience eternal life a little bit more every time you love with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And every time we succeed in loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. God loves us. God makes us whole. And enables us to love others completely. That's God for Dummies. Take it with you wherever you go.